Robin Thicke in a tune called Magic. It's quarter past, well, it's as close to quarter past seven as possible. Between Friends. Okay, so it's 14 minutes past. Okay, there we go. 14 minutes past. You've got to be somewhere at half past. You've got 16 minutes to get there. But before you go anywhere, you've got to listen up, because we're going to be telling you about a new development, or a development that's come on stream in the greater Bolito region. It's called The Woods. And to talk about it, two very interesting oaks have joined me in the studio. Steph Buerta, who's the director of Rainmaker Marketing, no stranger to the mic. And Will Nickel. I wonder if you're related to the William Nickel that the highway in Joburg was named after. You know, it's important stuff, this.
I'm not, unfortunately, but it was a big talking point when I lived up in Joburg, so I'm very used to
it. We'll just claim it anyway. I mean, we can do that.
For sure.
Yeah. Now, I see, for some reason, I'm going to do this. It's unusual. If this was television, you'd see me stretching across the table. But that microphone needs to be twisted that way. Then we can hear you.
Great. Better.
All right. Now we've done the morning exercises, and Will's on mic, and Steph is looking bewildered because you don't normally do calisthenics in the morning. But let's talk about it. The Woods at Ella Lenny. I mean, here is an opportunity now for you. If you were wondering about a lifestyle in the greater Bolito area, you might be on holiday, or you might live here and think, well, investment opportunity. You know what? There's been so much development that's come and gone, flown, because it's a popular spot, this very popular, and continuing in its popularity. And many people feel that, oh, they've missed the boat. Oh, no, I should have got in. Well, the good news is, here's another boat. So, Will, let's talk about it. What is The Woods? Maybe just explain who you are and what you do.
My name is William Nickel. I'm a director at Nickel Projects. We're a construction company. And then we have a group called Bolt, and we do developments in the greater Bolito area, sort of focusing in the residential and commercial industrial spaces. We partner with Cubic Consulting and Block Architects for most of our developments. And The Woods at Ella Lenny is something that sort of we've been working with for the last sort of 4 or 5 years. We did a phase one of The Woods, which sold out really, really well. And as a community within Ella Lenny, it's a big part of the lifestyle, Ella Lenny lifestyle estate. It was the first development in Ella Lenny lifestyle. And I think phase two grew out of that. We sort of, phase one sold so well, and it's become home to a whole lot of families and individuals that we sort of naturally thought we'd expand on that. And with the team at Ella Lenny, we acquired some more land adjacent to Woods Phase 1, and we've developed Woods Phase 2, which is due to be complete at the end of April. And it's sold really well again. And I think this is sort of a last push to say this is what we've got left, and there are a few opportunities left. And it's quite a unique opportunity within a sort of more established estate. Ella Lenny is coming to the end of its development phase with its clubhouses and things due to be complete shortly. And there's not much left in Ella Lenny for sale. So I think it's a unique opportunity to get involved. And then sort of The Woods in itself is quite a unique product because it's 2 and 3 bed apartments and townhouses. And I think what we've seen is that for families on the North Coast, having some gardens important, a place for your kids to run around. Obviously, the estate boasts a whole host of facilities, but The Woods has its own facilities in terms of a pool and a clubhouse. And then it's also pet-friendly. So, you know, again, a unique opportunity for people who are starting a small family to have pets, to live in an estate. And
you talk about people wanting to start a small family. Would this be considered to be a kind of more affordable opportunity in Ella Lenny, or is it? Am I misreading you?
No, most certainly. I think within Ella Lenny, it's definitely one of the entry points into the state from a price point of view and a size point of view. I think once you start looking at freestanding homes, costs become quite significant, and I think The Woods hits a very nice balance between a sort of very premium offering but at a reasonable price point. And in terms of
Premium offering is very, because I was looking at some of the selling points, and you seem to be fitting these units with the top-end appliances and all the luxury items that one might find in the very top-end developments, is this unusual?
It's not unusual in itself. It's just that it's sort of what the market demands in these sort of areas. I think on the North Coast here, we've got quite a refined buyers, and people are looking for and know what they're looking at. So I think SMEG appliances are a big part of what we do. We've got high-end finishes in terms of cabinetry and joinery. We're very sort of focused on delivering high-end product, and yeah, it's been a big selling point for us over the past few years.
I'm curious, you say it's more affordable and yet luxurious at the same time, which is interesting. What is the kind of average price point that one can get into the woods at the moment?
So I think from approximately 3.1 million to just under 4 million, depending on the unit and the size. They're two bedroom and three bedroom offerings. So this is sort of the range within the woods.
Okay. Steph, I'm going to bring you in here because you're an expert in property on the North Coast in terms of value. And I know a lot of folk are listening to this thinking, I wonder if I should look at it maybe as an investment. There are lots of folk wanting to come and live here that maybe want to rent before they buy, or just looking for accommodation that is at a premium right now. Would this be considered to be a reasonable investment product?
Yeah, Dave, I mean, I think Will's pretty underselling themselves a little bit here in terms of the product. I think we're super excited to be part of the Woods just because of what they've delivered in terms of a prototype of phase one, which is exceptionally well received by the market, and then how they've evolved it further into phase two. And I think when you've got a local developer who really, really prides themselves in their delivery, a part of the community wanting to leave a legacy, it's not the norm, but they tend to over deliver in terms of finishes, architecture. I think Block Architects have done an exceptional job in terms of how they configure the spaces and keep evolving them. And if you look at the products that really do well, it's where they meet a real demand in the market, whether it be an end user demand or whether it be investor demand. And we were talking about it earlier. I think the property market on the North Coast is really showing off at the moment in terms of the best periods it's had in a very long time. And then Eleni as a state is probably showing off in terms of what it's developed into facilities. There's a harvest barn, which is within 100 meters of the woods itself. And then there's the greater precinct that's happening, which sort of Will alluded to in terms of the Seaton Commercial Precinct, Seaton House, the school, the new interchange. It's all right on your doorstep in terms of where you position Eleni. So I think we're quite strategic about the products we get involved in, and very, very excited about this product because it ticks a lot of boxes. For an investor who understands that there's a premium associated with investing within an estate, but wanting the convenience of a lock-up-and-go thing where things are taken care of, but also giving you the ability to feel like it's a completed home, and then understanding that the capital appreciation year-on-year within estates is significantly higher than outside of estates. So if you're looking at it and from that perspective, yes, it ticks a lot of boxes.
Well, Will alluded to the fact that it was kind of almost the last opportunity to get into the woods. Listening to that, one might get the impression that, well, these are the ones that didn't sell. So they've been left on the shelf because there's a problem. Is this the case?
No. So this is part of a new release of phase two. So basically, I think phase one, like I said, Will said, has sold out and fully occupied. And it's a really cool blend of younger families. I think we mentioned before the North Coast, 43% of the buyers at the moment are between the age of 36 and 49, which is basically a product of what you're seeing here, schools and amenities and all that kind of stuff. So you're seeing a lot of that, and that's driving a lot of demand. And then this is the next release, which was released quite recently, which is the units which are now in the final stage of completion. So it's quite unique to actually launch a product when it's in the final stage of completion. Normally developers need to launch upfront to be able to get their pre-sales. This has been a little bit different, which is actually quite nice to be able to walk into units that are now almost finished to be able to really sort of touch and feel what the product is.
Wow. And talking about that, Will, for anyone wanting to literally do that, to pop along to the woods and look at what's available, how does one go about the exercise?
Well, I think you can get in touch with us through the woods at lleni.co.za. And then the sales office at lleni will also assist. But I think we'll also put our details up if possible with you guys. But even just emailing my office, info@nickelprojects.co.za. Or info@thewoods.co.za.
Okay, yeah, and this is going up as a podcast, so all of that information will be available on demand. From your perspective, if I was to ask you personally, what do you feel about, and it's your project, clearly, there must be elements of the woods as a project that you're particularly proud of. What would those be?
I think for me, I live in Eleni as well, so it's a product that I walk past weekly. And I've been involved with for so long. So I think we're really proud of the way it's turned out. And we're also really proud of the people that are living there and are staying there. Friends, family. It's a real part of the community. And I think for me, that's what's important. We've been involved in Eleni since the beginning. We did the first multi-insight in Eleni. And we've kind of stuck in Eleni, and I think for us it's been a sort of 8 or 9 year journey, and it's been a really satisfying one, and we're very proud to walk past all of our products every day with my family, both from an aesthetic point of view and then from a community point of view. And I think that's, we're very much involved in Woods Phase 1 and that we own some units there, and we are involved in the body corporate there. So I think we'll be involved nearly for a long time to come, and that community is what we're most proud of, is having quite a big hand in developing that and continuing to contribute to that.
I wanted to ask you about living in an estate. Well, you live clearly at El Aleni and on the estate. Estate living can be, I've heard many, most people that I've spoken to are absolutely in love with the estates that they live on. But there are those that say, you know, you're kind of, there are rules and regulations. And if you're not a rules and regulations type, or, you know, you kind of don't like to be told what to do, when to, what is the zeitgeist of El Aleni? Do you feel like you're living in a kind of, well, a well monitored estate, is there a level of freedom there?
I think there's a level of freedom. It's a smaller estate compared to its sort of neighbors. And I think just really well run from a management side, and that you don't feel like you in the schoolyard being shouted at by prefects the whole time. I think what you've got is a nice sort of respect for your peers and a great community feeling. And I think what's unique about estates and why most people sort of fall in love with them is that there's a freedom that you don't have outside of estates, and that most of the people driving around there are from within the state. They understand that you want to drive slowly and watch out for people's kids who are roaming freely, which is unusual in itself. And it just gives a real sense of freedom. And
So there's a community. You have a community feel.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of community that, I hesitate to say because I don't really know, but I would imagine that it is a community of people, like-minded people, and a place where you can grow a family, grow up, and grow old together. Am I reading it wrong?
No, you're spot on. I think what we've seen is that, you know, younger families want to be with other younger families, grandparents want to be around kids. It just is, as things should be, you know, a real community of all ages, of different types of people who are just sort of growing up together and progressing through life together. And I think it's been a really, really cool move for my family. And, yeah, we love being in Eleni.
Well, it certainly sounds like if you're thinking about it, you should act fast, because not too many opportunities come along, not too many left. How many units are available, Steph?
There were 38 available.
So fewer than half are still available, but there is opportunity. The time to strike is now, because they don't stick around. Just in final parting, the North Coast is definitely, I think, experiencing the early stages of, you call it the Club Med effect, Steph. Can you just elaborate on that in terms of where we're going?
No, I think it's just a hell of an exciting time. I mean, I think what Will was saying, actually, just to add to that about Eleni, is that it's quite unique when you've got a small development that is shaped out when it's almost an organic community that's growing. It grew so, and it's sort of like-minded. It's sort of almost evolved. It's taken its own shape. And then you add the macro effect of what's happening around it, and they've added a beach club, which was not part of the initial plan, and now they've added more facilities. You've got the commercial components, and then you've got the Club Med effect we've spoken about. And yeah, I think, I mean, we've written a few articles in the recent times. You look at the other examples that are happening around the world. Club Med opens on the 4th of July. Huge amount of international tourists, a huge boost for the economy. But even prior to that now, we're seeing that within the States. I know Eleni, the sales team in Eleni, have had their best 3 consecutive months that they've ever had. And you're seeing that all the different states are talking about that. So the stats are definitely lending itself to aligning to the fact that the North Coast is poising for probably its biggest boom period we've seen.
Yeah.
And then it comes down again. How do you get into North Coast at the right price point within the right estates? So yeah, there's a huge bigger picture unfolding, and I think KZN is about to go into, I've said before, I think the Western Cape went through its really big growth phase. I think KZN and North Coast are about to go into the biggest boom period out of any area in the country over the next couple of years.
And that really is the point that I wanted to end on. Whether you are looking at this opportunity as a lifestyle investment, which certainly sounds like it will be an excellent one, or a hard-nosed business investment, with what's happening in this part of the world and the demand that comes with what's happening, this is an opportunity at the woods where literally I don't believe you can put your foot wrong wherever you step. But the proof of that really ultimately is go and have a look. There it is, the opportunity available to you. There are 15-odd units left of this really super development. It sounds like a winner all the way. I would encourage you, if you're even vaguely thinking about it, to act fast, strike while the iron is hot. My very special guest, Will Nicol and Steph Water, lovely to chat to you about what is clearly a product that everyone is proud of. I wish you continued success, Will, in your developments on the North Coast. And Steph, I believe you're writing an article on the North Coast and other property opportunities in our next magazine. I can't wait to read that. So thanks again for joining me on The Morning Show, folks. This will be up as a podcast shortly on 88FM's platform of apps and website.